Follow our Twitter account at Wow Show.
It is Eric O'Brien along with Ken Evans and Sean Dizay covering the world of mixed martial arts, wrapping the show up a little bit here with the latest news and notes, and then, of course, the question of the week. Every single week, we allow you to ask a question, and if we use your question on the air, we will hook you up with stuff. This week, we are hooking you up with the Bellator video game for Xbox 360, plus a couple of UFC DVDs and a Bellator hoodie, so a lot of cool Bellator stuff and some UFC swag, to get you going for the weekend, if we use your question. Before we get there, though, it is sad news earlier this week as Muay Thai legend Ramon Deckard passed at age 43. If you're not familiar with the Dutch phenom, you can see the highlight video that we put up on the Facebook page at Wow Show right now. But what you need to know is he was the first foreign fighter ever to be awarded Fighter of the Year in Thailand. The man was an absolute beast. He helped train Alistair Overeem, Marlus Kunin. He had some connection to Duke Rufus. So a lot of MMA connections and a guy that was an amazing, amazing person, an amazing athlete, and sad to lose him at 43. What was happening is apparently he was riding his bike and collapsed, and attempts to revive him were unsuccessful. So he passed way, way, way too young. So our hearts and condolences go out to the family of Ramon Deckers. And if you're a fan, you know, like the rest of us, that you've been kind of dealing with this all week long. If you haven't been exposed to Deckers, make sure you check out the highlight video, because he was an amazing athlete and a legend in the sport. We talked cuts last week, and this week, more cuts on the horizon. Matthew Riddle was cut. He failed his second marijuana test. He tested positive for marijuana and has been since cut from the UFC. The UFC has told him that if he was able to test negative, a couple times and get some wins under his belt, he would be welcome back. But he says he was fired for, quote, taking his medicine. That he needs to take it because it helps him sleep and it helps him relax, and he's been injured and this is something that he needs to deal with. And this, to me, is a big issue in the UFC and one that they've got to address. Look, if Nick Diaz can, for the most part, save for the one where he got busted in California not too long ago, if he can skirt around this issue, there's got to be a better way to do it. You have to either stop smoking earlier. He said he stopped smoking, Matthew Riddle, that is, said he stopped smoking around 3 weeks before this fight and still tested positive. And in the past, had stopped smoking as late as 2 weeks and passed the test. But I guess it depends on what ends up in your system. Obviously, it's a natural herb, so the levels can be different depending on what you get. So that could be another factor. And I am not one who thinks that people shouldn't be allowed to smoke pot. I think if you want to smoke pot, they should make the whole thing legal. However, alcohol is legal. And at my job and just about every other job on planet Earth, I cannot show up to my job drunk. So even though alcohol is legal, I can't take it while I'm working. And so to me, if you need to take it in order to work, if you need to be on marijuana in order to fight Matthew Riddle, then perhaps you should stop fighting and search for something else. Perhaps this game has been too harsh on your body. And that's a real thing. It's a brutal sport that can beat you up. And if you need marijuana in order to compete, and we've talked about this before, just the same as if you are 38, 39, 40, 41, and you need TRT to still compete. That is your body telling you that probably it's time to stop fighting, not take TRT so that you can continue to fight. If you need marijuana in order to do your job, you probably need to find a different job. I think marijuana as a whole should be legal, but that said, if you compare it to alcohol, you can't be drunk at your job. At least I can't. I'm pretty sure that you can't. And you also can't be high at your job. I know I can't. And I'm 90% sure if you're listening to the show that you can't either. So I don't know that it's an excellent argument on Matthew Riddle's part to say that they prevented him from taking his medicine, because it's not really the same thing as taking Advil. Maybe we could have that argument at a different time. But to me, until they make it legal for you to use in the UFC, they're pretty obvious of what they can and cannot allow in the UFC. And you know that going in. You've already failed one test. You probably should do a better job at least trying to get off of it earlier, or stop doing it entirely, or maybe find a new group of friends that don't need to smoke in order to be social. Which brings us to our question of the week, which comes to us from Tyler Wustman off our Facebook page. He says, with all the concussion talk and lawsuits currently going on in the NFL, what do you think the future of MMA will be? Will the new rules be added for athlete safety? Is the sport headed towards an inevitable end? This, to me, is a very interesting question, because, Tyler, I think the sport is too young for us to figure out. We're not at the point in boxing where you can see guys be punch drunk and you can see what happens to them when they've been in the ring for too long and taken an enormous amount of shots to the head. You've seen a couple MMA legends who have come out and have that sort of punch drunkenness or some obvious fatigue and injuries to their brain that are not necessarily life-threatening, but certainly life-changing. And when you're in the industry of getting punched in the head for a living, that is going to have an impact on your longevity as a human being. I think Joe Rogan puts it best. He says that plate in the front of your skull, which is the thickest part of your skull, can only take X amount of shots. And once you run out of shots, you start damaging the brain permanently. And so, yes, I think at some point there's going to be a study to show that there are a lot more concussions in the UFC than those 4 or 6 ounce gloves lead you to believe. And then at some point there will be a regulation that will change that sort of thing. I don't know if it'll go to the Pancrase way where you have to do open palm strikes or anything like that. But yes, absolutely, there will be some changes or at the very least a study of what that trauma to the head is going to do in the world of mixed martial arts. But I think we're a couple years away from that because UFC is not nearly as old as boxing, obviously, and certainly not nearly as old as the NFL. But great question, Tyler. We will hook you up with some cool stuff from Bellator and cool stuff from the UFC. If you have a question, you can ask anytime you want to on our Facebook page at WOW Show. Enjoy the fuel fights. We will see you next week. It is Way of the Warrior.